Now, back to Good Morning New Hampshire with Peter St. James and Pat Kelly on 107.7 The Pulse.
Oh, man. The computer.
Seriously?
Well, yeah.
Well, at least it...
Oh, okay. Two things.
Okay.
Okay, two things.
All right.
The name I was trying to think of, it was eluding me last hour. We were talking about movies.
I meant to look that up, yeah.
Dana Hersey.
Dana Hersey, thank you very much.
Yeah, that's who I was going with.
God, I could Dana.
Remember. Yeah, I know.
If I had Dana, the rest might have come.
Oh, I know. All right. Well, look, we're going to have to go to work here. So here's a circuitous intro.
You want to conquer the world, you're going to need lawyers, right?
I think they've come to save us.
From director Tim Burton.
Hey, we all make mistakes, Mr. President.
Mars attacks.
Not anymore. We're going to take charge of this thing.
And now attacking Krista Mars. See, I did Mars Attacks.
That's beautiful.
Well, thank you. Yeah,
that's just beautiful.
Thought that was kind of.
And great. That was a quirky movie.
It was very quirky. And hello, Chris.
Yeah.
You know, quirky.
Are you calling me quirky?
No. Is that what you heard, Pat? What did you say?
I know exactly what I said.
Well, I was going to do Invasion, Invasion from Mars.
No. Okay.
Because you know Chris is invading, but. I couldn't get the the trailer was like 2 minutes and I didn't want to do that.
Right.
So Mars Attacks. So Chris is on the attack. I kind of like that, you know. How are you, Krista?
I'm good. How are you?
Man, we save the best intros for you, kiddo.
I get that. They're very like eccentric, all over the place. Well, you never know.
You just never know.
It's better than saying from Presidential Oaks. Here's Krista Mars.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. You know.
Yep.
You deserve better.
Yep.
Yeah. So. Try to have a little fun. It was actually Pat that came up with the idea.
There you go.
Ta-da!
Yeah, I know. So,
no,
hey, I'm giving credit.
No,
okay,
no, it's all good.
716, yes, the aforementioned quirky Krista Mars from Presidential Oaks back with us. How are you?
I'm good. It seems like the 2 weeks window in between when we last spoke, it's like a blur. It seems like it was just yesterday. So,
I know.
Hey, we're back.
No, it just means you're getting older. You know, it's like, well, you know, it was like 12 years ago. No, it was Monday that, you know, time just kind of loses context.
Very true.
But it's okay. You know, whatever.
Yeah, it happens.
But look what has transpired in 2 weeks.
It's true.
It's been a busy 2 weeks, especially when it comes to COVID-19 and, you know, reopening New Hampshire and blah, blah, blah. It's just, whoa, we're flying.
Yeah, it seems like it. I think for the longest time, it seemed like the outside world was just kind of stuck in time. And now things are sort of, you know, trying to resemble something before COVID. But, yeah, we are certainly busy here as well. We have our testing in place now. So we have our procedure that's rolling out every week.
That's great.
We started doing it the week of May 17th. So all of our all of our employees now are tested once a week, and we still remain doing our, the screening process hasn't changed as well. The testing is just in addition to having your temperature checked and your oxygen levels and things like that. Mm-hmm. So we're doing about 80 or so tests every single day, the screenings for employees coming in. Which is fantastic. Again, knock on wood, as of this moment today, we are still COVID-free at Presidential Oaks.
Wow.
And we're doing samplings, random samplings of our residents as well each week, just to kind of make sure that, you know, things are still going as planned. But, you know, we're very pleased with our efforts, but we know that can change literally tomorrow. So.
Right. Well, it's all about the data, and as long as you're testing, you're going to have the data to move forward.
Yeah. And I think in the beginning, when everything happened, everything kind of, you know, shut down and we had to suspend visitation, family was like, okay, you know, I get it. But then as the week started to roll on and it's a month and it's 2 months, and I think we kind of moved into that phase of, okay, like, really, how long is this going to keep going on? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And And now that we're still, you know, months down the road, and you hear of the different outbreaks that have come out and things like that, I think family are so appreciative to us that we haven't had any outbreaks here at Presidential Oaks, and they get it. They understand now. And I think that kind of goes along with the public sentiment in the beginning that it's like, well, how could these people go to work when they were sick? You know, how could their boss let them in with a fever and blah, blah, blah? And, you know, we were saying the whole time, these people are not showing symptoms. These are the asymptomatic people. And the only way that you would know is if you were doing the routine testing.
Right.
So now we have that in place, and we're certainly hopeful that, you know, this can move into, you know, the next phase for long-term care facilities to be able to get a grapple of COVID.
Did it bother you that as people were talking about this, it was just, well, what's the big deal? It only happened. I mean, over 60 in your nursing home, they're the only ones that are dying. Why should I give up? It's them. And we kept saying to people, don't get cocky, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Don't be sitting there going, oh, well, you have to be over 60 to get this. But everybody was just saying, well, it's a nursing home thing, and just lumped you into one big category.
Yeah, and it's almost kind of like, well, what do you expect to happen? You know,
yeah.
And it's just, it's very sad. And we, you know, we are kind of offended to hear this. You know, we don't take it personally, but we understand that that's the wrong way to look at it. You know, our residents here, you know, are still somebody's mother, father, you know, friend, mm-hmm. grandmother, you know, whatever. And they matter. Their lives are just as important as, you know, you, me, anybody else. And it's our duty here to ensure that we do everything that we can to protect them from anything, whether it's COVID or the flu or whatnot. But and that goes into making sure that our staff is taken care of. You know, it really is a two-way street, that it's like if our staff is not healthy or we're not keeping up with the latest testings or screening procedures, you know, we're never going to be able to battle this invisible beast.
Mm-hmm.
So, and everybody here takes it, you know, very seriously. It's not a matter of, oh, whoops, I forgot to check in with the nurse this morning, but I feel fine, so I'm just going to, you know, start my day. And it's like, no. Nobody is doing that. Nobody is skipping screenings. You know, this is so very serious. And that's why we've started on our Facebook page, the Presidential Facebook page. The folks that are friends of ours may have noticed that we've started posting the obituaries of some of the unfortunate deaths from COVID in our, you know, 60 plus age group. And, you know, it really goes with the hashtag more than a number, because these people did, you know, have people in the community that knew them. And, you know, some are teachers, some are nurses, some mm-hmm. are just longtime business owners or, you know, things like that, that their life matters just as much as, you know, anyone else. So.
Right. And, you know, we went through a period as we were going through this coronavirus pandemic. I mean, obviously we still are, but where you saw the numbers and all of a sudden it became a little less personal because it was about the numbers. It's so important that you're taking the tact of every single person matters.
Yeah.
Are you getting flack for that? Going, well, that's kind of grim. That's morbid.
No, it's actually, it's inspiring that people actually will comment on, you know, oh, I knew this person, or this was, you know, the lady that owned the store at the end of the street when I was a kid, or blah, blah, blah. And hearing these stories generated from folks that probably we otherwise wouldn't have contact with.
Mm-hmm.
But because we started posting these so that folks can see the face behind the name, you know, the data is important. Don't get me wrong. We need the statistics and things like that to move forward. But it is more than just a number, you know, and we don't want folks to lose sight of that. And the role that every person can play impacts, again, the people living in, you know, the nursing homes and the long-term care facilities, because the staff members have to come and go. You know, we feel sometimes that we live here, you know, nonstop, but we're still going home and going to the grocery store and trying to remain vigilant on, you know, wearing our mask and hand washing and things like that when we're outside of the facility. But as things start to reopen, you know, it does get more difficult.
How important, and again, as of 7:23 on June 9th, presidential Oates is COVID-free. How important, not from a human standpoint, you're covering that, but from a procedural point of view, is it that you haven't gotten COVID-19 at presidential Oates?
Again, I think it speaks to the folks, the dedication here, the understanding, the constant education. You know, we are still being, you know, every day and every week, we're still being educated on, you know, how to properly wear your mask or when to change it out, hand washing and things like that. When it comes to a point, if, you know, at some point we were going to be in a reopening phase for all long-term care facilities, I do think that this record will speak to that. When we get to that point, when we have the conversation of, okay, can we start to relax a little bit of our visitation procedures, or what would that even look like, and things of that nature, it will probably come into play. Fortunately, we're not there yet. And again, it's just to keep everybody safe. And, you know, we're making it work with our virtual visits. And we had, for Mother's Day, you know, we did the vehicle parade, and we're going to be doing that again for Father's Day. So
That's great.
Still are working very hard to keep residents and their family members connected, just in a different way. And I should say, too, that presidentialoaks.org, we do have a COVID-19 tab on our website now, and folks can go on there and they can get all of the updated news as far as, you know, testing, as far as any visitation changes. Our newsletters are up there, and we also have a link to our COVID-19 booster fund if anybody's interested in donating.
Speaking of boost, it's got to be a boost for your employees to in the middle of this pandemic. Other like facilities around the state have had it. We haven't. That's right. You know, I mean, there's that little, you know, yes, we've said we're different. Yeah, we're special. Here you go. But it's got to be, and I don't mean to make light of this, but I mean, it's got to be an ego boost for the staff going, all the work, all the procedures, all the stuff we've done, payback, here it is. Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, maybe in some ways I think so, but I think also too, it's almost like they're just got their head down and just grinding every single day to keep it that way.
Oh, absolutely. I'm not saying that they're doing the COVID-free dance,
right?
You know, but maybe on their way home, they're going, all right, man. Yeah, another day.
Yeah, and each one that we can cross off on the calendar, we're just like, okay, we're another day that hopeful we will get there and we will be, you know, I don't know what normal is going to look like. You know, you keep hearing the new normal, whatever that is. We're hopefully day by day that we just keep going forward and we'll get there.
Well, the greater, the more visibility that this thing gets, it becomes less of an invisible enemy. The more testing we do, the more we're going to know. And so we're on the right track, Chris.
Well, and the nice part, nice in air quotes, if they're right and this comes back for round two, and round two could have the regular seasonal flu with it as well. You've already got, obviously, time-tested procedures in place that, hey, it worked the first time. By God, it's going to work again.
Yeah, and we're in this, you know, we've said it from the get-go that we're in this for the long haul, whatever needs to be done, you know, whether we get to a phase where we can, you know, welcome our guests into the facility once again, you know, sometime soon, or if it does, and then we have another wave and we have to, you know, suspend visitation again, whatever it is that we look like, you know, we're going to be ready and we're here for the long haul. It's like, it's not like we're giving up.
Right.
It's not going to come to a point where we just say, oh yeah, that's over and done with and move on. And, so anything that we can do, we're in it.
But by the same token, let people know that, oh, yeah, we're not taking the residents just locking them in a room 23 hours a day. You know, they're not doing lockdown.
Correct. yeah, we're still doing activities. We've had to, you know, make a few changes now that the weather is good. You know, we are encouraging some of our group activities to move outside so they can also get the fresh air. You know, retirement living, there's walking paths. And we have things like that in place so that they can still kind of go about their normal day, still get exercise, get the fresh air, get out and about, but yet you still have, you know, some precautions in place. So, to still keep them healthy, amid the COVID-19.
There you go. Do you have a reopening strategy, a plan?
It's yes. And you know, the thing is that it's constantly changing. You know, so yeah. We also are well aware that it's not like, oh, we've got a plan in place and we're just going to roll that. When the time comes, you just kind of press the button. It's constantly changing as things change here, as things change as far as, you know, data and testing. So we're going to be ready one way or the other. But till we get there, this is where we're at.
Sweet. Well, obviously, it's held you in good stead so far, so it's all good.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, knock on wood.
All right. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. So Mars will attack again in 2 weeks.
Two weeks?
Yeah. We'll have another invasion from Mars. You know, I'll get that trailer for next time. Krista Mars, always a blast having you, kiddo. And keep up
Thank you, Ann, and
everybody, congrats, props. Keep up the good work. You guys are the shining light. You're doing great.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Thank you.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
All right.
Bye-bye. 7:30 is the time. Taking a break. Back with more.